real inspiring passage for this morning, right? Just leaves you with the happy thoughts. That's the part of the story of Jonah that they don't really cover in the children's classes, where Jonah throws a big temper tantrum. We'll see how that all relates to heroes this morning as we continue on. We're starting a new series today, and for the next 3 weeks, 4 weeks, we'll be at May at the movies. So instead of, you know, I thought maybe we'd just cancel services and I'll just head out to Fort Cinema and watch a movie, but we're not going to do that, sorry. But each week, we are going to be talking about a different theme, so maybe not a specific movie, but movie themes, and looking at those stories and how those stories that we see on the screen relate to stories that we've heard from the Bible and then relate to stories that we live out in our everyday life. So today's theme is a hero's journey. And a hero's journey is something I got from, it's a literary term. Father Richard Rohr wrote this book, Falling Upward. We're reading it as a staff right now. And he comes up with five different categories for a hero's journey. So it's a journey that the hero, the protagonist, the main character goes on through their story, through their life. And I think we're all on a journey of some sort. And out of those five categories, I'm sure each of us can figure out where we're at right now. So that's where we're going this morning. We've been telling stories since the very beginning. God spoke creation into existence. God told a story and everything came into being. Stories throughout history are how we've shared knowledge, how we've shared laughter, how we've built community, how we've grieved. If you just take a look at creation stories throughout all different traditions, they all have a story about how things were formed and have been passed down. Stories form and shape our own identity, our personal identity, and our communal identity. Everyone loves a good story, right? So what are the elements of a good story? There's a character, they want something, they have to overcome something to get it, and eventually they get it. But it has to be something worthwhile, right? It has to be something that, not just like, oh, Susie wants a cookie, and she goes and bakes it, and she's got a cookie now. I mean, that's an okay story, but we want story. So it's got to be, she's got to find the right ingredients, and maybe her trek to the store takes her in all these different directions. So stories are really important, and a good story is what we want to live out. So I mentioned the elements of a hero story, and as I read these, keep those in mind as we go throughout this morning. We'll talk about Black Panther, and we'll talk about the movie, and we'll talk about Jonah, our reluctant hero of the Old Testament. So the first step is we're living comfortably. Things are okay. Things are going well. Status quo, I think, and it's kind of a place we like to be in. We like to be comfortable. We like when things are predictable and moving along. The next step is a call to leave home, some kind of encouragement that something needs to change, and maybe it's not a geographic move away, but it's a call to change something inside, to do something different. To move forward in our life. And then when we do that, sometimes we find that there's some deeper stuff going on. There's some other issues at stake, and we find those things, and those could be obstacles that we need to overcome. And then we do the work. That's the hard part, and that's maybe a place we get stuck in. We have to do the work. We have to work through those issues and continue on. And then in the end, we return home. We return with a new normal. Things have changed. Things are different. And we can continue on until the next journey. The hero's journey is something we experience everywhere. And we can see it in hero movies. I don't know if you've seen the new Avengers movie. I haven't seen it, so no spoilers. But I will spoil Black Panther for you this morning. I'm sorry. Hopefully you've already seen it. Hero movies, things that we've seen on the big screen. So Black Panther, I'm gonna move over here, talk about Black Panther. I hope that it doesn't trip you guys out. I'm moving around. We're doing something a little different. Okay, everyone get used to it. Okay, Black Panther is a great movie. How many of you have seen it? A couple people, a couple in the back, awesome. I've seen it a couple times. It's a story about this guy, T'Challa. His dad is the king, his father dies, and he is to become the next king. And in order to become the king, he has to go through a rite of passage. So remember those elements of a hero's journey. You can see those along the way. So he has to battle. They go in front of all the tribes of Wakanda, a region in Africa full of resources and technology. He fights and he wins and he takes on the kingship. He becomes king. And things are going great, right? Turns out there's some family issues going on, and his father's brother has a son who has been living his life in Oakland, California, of all places, and he comes back into the picture and he wants to fight for his piece of the throne. So a battle ensues, and it looks like, here's a spoiler alert, it looks like our King T'Challa is not gonna make it. He falls off a cliff, and it seems like all hope is lost. We continue on the story, and with the help of his friends and family, we find T'Challa. He's doing the hard work. He's finding himself. He's finding that inner strength that he needs. He's learning about his family history, his ancestors, their stories. And he comes back. He fights again. He defeats his cousin, who's trying to destroy Wakanda, who's trying to destroy their land. And they come back together. And his story, he ends up becoming king again and sharing all the resources that Wakanda has with the rest of the world. So T'Challa learns about his dysfunctional family. He works through that. He does the hard work. He finds that call to leave home. He finds his task to save Wakanda, and he returns back different. He returns back changed. Now we have Jonah. Oh, Jonah. He's one of my favorite characters in the Bible. In this passage, I didn't think it would be appropriate if we just read the whole book of Jonah. I didn't want to put that as our scripture for today, even though I would have liked to. So I picked the most exciting part where he pouts and gets angry at God, because I think that's a scene that maybe a lot of us can relate to. Why, God, why? So Jonah, our reluctant hero, he is living the comfortable life in Joppa, hanging out with his family, and then he gets a call from God. Jonah, I'm going to need you to go to this place in Nineveh. Probably have heard of it. Not really a place that you want to go, I know. I need you to go. And Jonah's like, no. And he goes, gets on a ship, headed to Tarshish, like the exact opposite way that he can go. Travels, a big storm pops up. All the people on the ship are like, everyone pray to your God, we need help. And Jonah's like, you know what? This is my fault. I realize I disobeyed God, and so you guys throw me over, storm will be fine. They throw Jonah over. Guess what? Fish. He gets eaten. He finds himself in the belly of a big fish, and this is where he realizes what's going on. He has a time. He's in the inner belly of the fish. He finds his time to work on those deeper issues, and so he spends that time in prayer. I realize I should have gone where you told me to go. I didn't. I went the other way. I didn't want to listen to you. I didn't want to do what you told me to.
So he has this time of doing the work in that hard spot, in that hard place of the belly of a whale, in isolation. He gets thrown up or spit out or something. He ends up out on the beach. He finds his way to Nineveh. He preaches probably the shortest sermon ever. He just says, repent. And the people all repent. It's kind of crazy what happens there. But God was there working in those people, changing their hearts. And all Jonah had to do was speak the word of God to them, and they changed their hearts and minds. And Jonah's so excited that this happened, right? He's like, I did what God told me to do. All these people are saved. Awesome. No. He's like, God, I was living comfortably. I was just fine in Joppa, and you came and disrupted my life. And you did what you were going to do anyway, because you're a great God, you're compassionate, and you were going to save them anyway. So I don't know why I needed to be involved in that. And God's like, I care about all those people. He also says, I care about you, Jonah, too, and all these other animals. I like that part, too. He cares about all the animals.
So we have our Jonah, our stubborn and misguided Jonah. There's a quote that says, if asked to provide a moral to the tale of Jonah, then perhaps it is this, that we as ordinary individuals can triumph over our own pettiness through empathy to see beyond our own limited horizons. That God is at work doing stuff even when we don't want to be involved, even when we don't want to join in. So we have these two tales of stories of being called to move out of our comfort zone, to do something different, finding the hard work, doing the hard work, and coming out on the other side. So where are you in your story? Are you living the comfortable life? Are things going pretty well? Maybe you're feeling the call or the courage to step out into something new. Maybe like Jonah, you feel called to go someplace you don't want to. Or maybe you've already stepped into something new and now you're like, well, now what? Maybe it's time for you to start doing the hard work, to look inward, take some time for a soul inventory. Or maybe you feel like you've just returned from the hard journey and it's time you're feeling recharged and now you're ready for whatever comes next. Well, in my life, I've been pretty comfortable. I've been living the comfortable life. I'm settled. I feel settled in Fort Scott. It's almost been 2 years. I got a great job, surrounded by some pretty cool people around here. Got a great group of friends. But I was thinking, what's next? What's the next step? Feeling pretty comfortable. And actually, the next big thing for me is to become a homeowner. Ooh, that's like the real adult step. I don't know if I'm ready for that. At 35, I don't know if I'm ready to become an adult yet. But it's a call to invest in this town and this community in a new and exciting way, in a way that I've never invested in any community ever. It's a call to actually physically leave home, a place that I've lived, and to make a new home. And along the way, I'm sure I'll find issues and I'll need to do the hard work of caring for the physical place, climbing in the crawl spaces, fixing leaks, and probably calling a lot of you to say, like, well, I don't know what's happening, come help me out. And at the same time, I hope that it would be a place where I could be a good steward, that I could extend hospitality. And as an extension of hospitality, I thought, you know what? Wouldn't it be great to get a dog? Because if things are changing in your life, you might as well just change everything at once instead of just little changes, right? That's the smart thing to do. So I started visiting the animal shelter a few weeks ago, and just to see what's out there and to make some new friends. And each dog they brought out was bigger than the last. And I was like, oh gosh, you have way too much energy. I was like, nope, next. And then they brought out Jackie. Oh, sweet little Jackie. Jackie's very shy. Her story, this is her story. She was in a facility in Lawrence and wasn't going so well. So they sent her here to Fort Scott for one more chance. From her paperwork, I got to know her a little bit better. She was born in Amarillo. We're both Texas natives. And her name was Cream Soda. Ooh. She had a sister named Ginger Ale. And in big letters on her intake form, it said, "This dog bit my husband." So I've been visiting Jackie every couple days, getting to know her, letting her get to know me. She's very shy, very timid. Give her some baths, give her some love, give her some Cheese Whiz. She likes her Cheese Whiz. And going for walks. It's work, it's hard work, but we're doing it. And this week I'll bring Jackie to her new forever home. Get it? Forever home? That's what it says on her certificate. Her new forever home, and there'll probably be even more work to do. But this is the journey that we're on, me and Jackie. Wherever you are in your journey, whether it takes the form of a superhero like Black Panther and you're called to protect the land of resources, and or maybe it's Jonah and you're the reluctant hero that goes but not willingly and then pouts at the end, or maybe it's something entirely different. It's your story. And the important thing to remember is we're not on this journey alone. Wherever God has called us, God has been there, and God is going with us. Jonah was frustrated by this, but we can take comfort. We can take the next step and listen and see where God is calling us, and we can be bold in that. Amen.